Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting salutations upon the best of creation صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. And the scholars have written in books that if an individual, he wants to change his life, if an individual, he has lived a life of sin, a life of disobedience, a life of dirt, and he wants to come out of that upon the straight path, but he does not know where to start. So the scholars give a very beautiful remedy. They say that individual should start by reciting salutations upon the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Due to the barakah of the salutations, due to the blessings of the salutations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the dirt from your heart. Allah ta'ala will remove the desires of evil from your heart, and you will find it easier to be able to do good. So those brothers and sisters watching that who want to change their lives, but they don't know where to start from, they don't know which action to start from, this everything seems hard, they should start by reciting salutations, along with the fara'id as well. You cannot leave your fara'id. The five obligatory prayers and the fasting in the month of Ramadan, etc. But along with that, this additional source of ibadah, this additional source of rectification will be very beneficial. So we should try to make a habit of reciting as much salutations as we can. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program, The Lives of the Anbiya, The Lives of the Prophets, alayhim as-salatu wa salam, in which we talk about the lives of the prophets, in which we talk about the affairs which took place. We talk about those things which increase our tawakkul and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those which instill fear in our hearts because of the punishments which came upon those nations. We are currently studying the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and we have gotten up to the point, just doing a quick recap, we have studied the parts where his brothers plotted against him, they threw him into the well, and the caravan, they took him out of the well, and took him to Misr, where he was sold in exchange for the weight of gold, silver, musk, and silk. And then he was taken to the palace of the king, where Zulaikha had accused him of something which he had not done, which led him to be imprisoned. And now he's in the place where he's in the prison, and the story continues. When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was in prison, there were two other young men there. And these both were from the royal servants of the king, meaning one used to work in the royal kitchen and the other one was the royal wine bearer of the king. The men had been accused of trying to poison the king. In captivity, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam told them that he has great knowledge, that he is able to interpret dreams, he is able to tell you the meaning of the dreams which you have, and he revealed his possession of knowledge. So one day, the royal wine bearer, he said that I had a dream, that I was in the orchard, and there were three bunches of grapes. I extracted wine from those and presented it to the king, and the king drank it. And the other one, the one who used to work in the kitchen, he said, I had a dream that I was in the royal kitchen carrying some bread upon my head, and there were birds coming to eat from my head, eating that bread from my head. O Yusuf, tell us the interpretations of these dreams. Indeed, we see that you are a righteous person. We see that you are a virtuous person, that you go and you tell people, you call them towards the religion. If you see somebody in a difficulty, you help them. If you see somebody ill, you go look after them. You seem righteous to us. So tell us what these dreams mean. But prior to interpreting these dreams, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam invited them to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through clear evidences and effective discourses. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam preached the religion even when he was in prison, this was motivated that the Nabi of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, even when he is imprisoned, he always tries to connect people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He calls them to his oneness, he calls them to his tawheed, he calls them to his on the straight path. We need to ask ourselves, what kind of people are we? That besides having all the luxuries we could have ever dreamt of, we still do not attach people to Allah. But rather we say things, we advise things, we talk to people in such a way that they distance themselves away from the deen. Remember, if you ever become the cause, if you ever become the reason for an individual to turn away from the religion or be distanced from the religion, what face will you show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And in the same manner, if you become the reason for attaching somebody with the deen, if you become the reason for somebody becoming closer to the deen, then think of the reward Allah ta'ala will grant you on the Day of Judgment. So coming back to the story, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to invite the people towards the deen, and because of this, the two people, they relayed their dreams to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam interpreted their dream by informing that one of them, that the one who used to serve alcohol to the king, will be resigned to his post and will serve alcohol just like he used to do before. And as for the three bunches of fruit that he seen in the dreams, they represent that you will only spend 3 days in prison, and then the king will call you back and you will be back to your duties. Regarding the royal chef who seen that he was carrying khubz, he was carrying bread upon his head, and birds were coming and they were eating from his head, he said that you will be hanged and the birds will eat his head. Meaning the royal chef would be sentenced to death for the accusation of poisoning the king, whereas the royal wine bearer, he will be returned back to the king. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu states, when the prisoners heard the interpretation to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, they said that we did not see any dreams, we were only joking, we were making a mockery. And Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam replied, destined is that matter which you asked about, and whatever I have said to you will come true, whether you saw that dream or not. Whatever I have told you, Allah Ta'ala is going to do according to that. Meaning, the dreams you have told, Allah Ta'ala is going to make the matters according to that. And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam had this knowledge that the dreams they had are going to come to reality. So he told the royal wine bearer that when you go to the king, mention me to the king and tell the king that there is an oppressed, innocent individual who is locked up in that. So maybe the king will have mercy and take me out. And Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam told this prisoner. However, the prisoner, once he was freed, he forgot about Yusuf alayhi salam, which resulted in Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam being in captivity for several more years. Many Quranic commentators have mentioned that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam remained in prison for another 7 years after this incident, and he was in prison 5 years before this incident as well. Meaning before the incident, he had already done 5 years in prison, and after this incident, he was there for another 7 years. After some time had passed, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was released from prison by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the circumstances which took place in this story, the circumstances which led up to him being free from prison are as follows, and they are very beautiful. Rayyan bin Walid, the great king of Egypt, had a strange dream once, and which caused him great distress. So what he did, he gathered the magicians, he gathered the soothsayers, he gathered the fortune tellers, and he told them about this dream. And he said that I have had this strange dream. But the people in response, they said that it's a false dream, it doesn't really mean anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the glorious Quran, the translation of Kanzul Iman. The king said, I saw in a dream 7 healthy cows, then 7 skinny cows are eating them, and 7 green ears of corn, and then 7 other dry. O courtiers, interpret my dream. If you can interpret dreams, they answered, they are confusing dreams, and we do not know the interpretations of these dreams. So the king had this strange dream where he saw seven healthy cows, then seven skinny cows, and seven green ears of corn, and then seven other dry. So he asked the people in present that, what is the interpretation of these dreams? And the people said that, these are confusing dreams, we do not know the interpretations. And subhanAllah, look at the will of Allah Ta'ala, that same cup bearer, that same wine server who spent time with Yusuf alayhi salam from prison, now suddenly remembered Yusuf alayhi salam and knew that he had the ability to be able to interpret dreams. So he requested to the king that, I know somebody who is able to interpret these dreams to you. So the wine bearer, he goes to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and he asks Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to interpret the dream. And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam interprets that dream. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran translation, when comes al-Iman, you will cultivate for 7 years continuously. So leave all that you harvest in the year, except however you may eat. After that will come 7 difficult years of drought that will consume all that you had kept stored for them already, except a little which you might save. After that then will come a year in which the people will be given rain, in which they will extract juice. And the wine bearer, he heard this from Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and he returned to the king and he told the king about the dream of this. And the king was impressed by the interpretation given, and he became certain that the matters of his kingdom will happen according to what Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam has said. And the king was so impressed by this that he sent that wine bearer back to Yusuf alayhi salam, because he wanted to hear the full interpretation directly from Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. So the wine bearer came to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and he said, the king wishes to see you. And upon which Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam replied that, return to your king and request him to first investigate the women who cut their hands. Undoubtedly my lord is aware of their deceit. The purpose behind him saying with this was that he wanted to be proven innocent. And this goes to show that if a person has been falsely accused of something, if a person has false accusations towards him, then he should try everything in his power to prove his innocence. And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did not want to come out of prison until his innocence was proven. So the king investigated the matter and he found out about everything. And Zulaikha acknowledged her mistake, which was her repentance. So that therefore we cannot say anything bad about Zulaikha radiallahu anha, because she later became the wife of Yusuf alayhi salam, meaning she became a companion. And because person who repents is like that individual who has not committed a sin, so therefore we should refrain and restrain our tongues from saying anything evil and anything bad in relation to Zulaikha radiallahu anha. So the king then spoke of the innocence of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and brought him out of prison and said that, you seem very wise, you seem very intelligent, you seem like an individual who possesses a lot of humility. And so the king gave a lot of respect to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said that, bring Yusuf to me so that I may appoint him for myself. Hence, the king sent a group of esteemed people to the prison along with fine conveyances, royal goods and exquisite clothes, so they may bring Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to him. So when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam when he was in prison and the people came to him and they said that the king wishes to see you now, they brought him clothes. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he washed himself, he had a bath, and he got dressed in the royal attire. And when he was leaving the prison, he said that this place is an abode of calamities, a grave for the living, a disgrace for the enemy, and a test for the faithful one. And then he got ready and he came to the king. The king requested Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to inform him of the dream's interpretation. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam informed him of that dream, and the beauty and the ghaib, the ilm al-ghaib Yusuf alayhi salam possessed was that he relayed the dream to him in such a way that there were parts which the wine bearer did not tell Yusuf alayhi salam, but saying Yusuf alayhi salam already knew about them. So the king became astonished about this. And after elaborating on the interpretation, the king said to Yusuf alayhi salam that advise me. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam advised, now all of the grains should be gathered and the cultivation should take place in abundance during the years of prosperity. The grains should be preserved in the spikes. A fifth of the peasants' produce should be collected, and whatever is accumulated from this will be sufficient for Egypt and its surrounding residents. Who will make such arrangements? Asked the king. And Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam replied, entrust all the treasures of your kingdoms to me. Indeed, I am the one who protects treasures and knows its beneficiaries. The king replied, who else could be more worthy of this than you? And accepted Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's request. Now that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam has been given the treasures and the beneficiaries, 1 year after seeking office, the king called Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and gave him the position. A sword and a stamp were presented to him, and he made him sit on the golden throne adorned with jewels. The king handed over the country to him. Subsequent to disposing the ministry of Egypt, the king made Yusuf alayhi salam the ruler in place of him. All assets and royal affairs were handed over to him, and the king himself became obedient to Yusuf alayhi salam. Subhanallah, this is the part of the story where Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam rises to power. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam rises to the throne, that after 1 year of being appointed as the king, as the treasurer, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam had such exceptional progress that the king felt that I should step down from the throne and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam should be given this blessing. So he appointed, he knighted Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. He granted him the throne, he granted him everything, and he himself became under Yusuf alayhi salam to the point that he stopped interfering with any decision and any view which Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had. Now, during that period, the minister of Egypt, Aziz of Egypt, who firstly bought Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam from the market, who is also the husband of Zulaikha, he passed away. So the king conducted Zulaikha's nikah with the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam approached Zulaikha, he said to her that, is this not better than what you wanted? Zulaikha responded by saying, O the Sadiq, O the truthful one, do not censure me. I was young and I was beautiful, but the ministry of Egypt, that the king of Egypt, he did not pay any attention towards me. And Allah Ta'ala granted you so much beauty. Allah Ta'ala made you handsome. So I got lost and I lost control of my heart due to this. However, Allah has made you infallible. You do not commit a sin, which is why you remain protected. So after the Aziz, the king of the ministry of Egypt passed away, Zulaikha radiallahu anha came and married Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And it has been narrated that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam found that Zulaikha was a virgin, that the marriage of Zulaikha and the Aziz of the king had not been consummated, meaning that she was chaste and pure for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam married her, and he had two sons with her. One was called Ifraim and the other was called Misha. And this is how Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam came to power. And in the coming episodes, we will talk about how Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam rose to power, how he took the affairs of the matters, and how his brothers came back to him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.